Blog Talk Radio.
From sunrise to Singapore and all points in between, you're tuned in to Get Motivated with J-Dog.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jonathan J-Dog Letterman, and once again, I'm coming to you live from my condo on a Monday evening in South Florida. And I just want to go over a few things as we get started about talking about helping yourself so you can help others, the art of giving back to the community, making a statement, standing up for yourself. And some things learned over the weekend. I announced a couple of basketball games for the South Florida Gold of the American Basketball Association. They won one game, and they lost a hard-fought battle against the number 8 ranked team in the American Basketball Association, Jacksonville Giants. But they never gave up. They kept fighting, kept battling, and got it down to a 9-point game at the end. And taught me about making adjustments, coming back, and making a difference on another day. Being harder, learn from what right to stop. And if not, make sure laying on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. Also learned from yesterday, a lot of buzz about Super Bowl 51 and the New England Patriots being victorious. 4-28, I had predicted Patriots 35, Falcons 31. So it wasn't too far off there, but it showed me that things always as bad as they seem, and things aren't always as good as they appear. You know, at one point, there were a lot of fans of the New England Patriots that gave up on their team. A lot of people turned around. They were looking at, oh, it's over, and Falcon fans are celebrating. And then all of a sudden, a couple of decisions that if they go in the Falcons' favor, the Falcons may end up kicking a field goal to go up by 11 to stretch the lead. Instead, they made calls that didn't work out. And it taught me that in life, sometimes the calls that we make aren't going to work out. But what do we learn? We learn the next time that opportunity comes, we take advantage of the opportunity. Maybe we do things a little bit more conservative to scoring in life, making sure that you're out there making things happen. And if there's a step back, sometimes that setback is an opportunity for all of us to take a deep breath, gather our thoughts, learn we need to make a change. We need to possibly change our approach. Maybe we have to soften things up in our life. Maybe having that harsh exterior and coming across as an intimidating factor is not the right way. Maybe softening things up, maybe changing the way you're doing things. You know, I told somebody the other day, I said, the definition of insanity is doing things over and over and over the same way and expecting a different result. Sometimes you have to change. You have to change your mindset, changing the way you think and standing up for yourself. And sometimes it's just a matter of detaching from the outcomes. How many times do you get out there, you want to manifest a great life for yourself, you believe you're taking all the right actions, but it seems like you're spinning on a never-ending wheel. Some people call it the hamster wheel, spinning round and round, trapped on this wheel. And then all of a sudden, you get a message, and you tune into that message, and you make a change. And as you make that change, you start to get better results. You start to just realize that everything's going to happen the way that God has planned it to happen. And all you have to do is put things in motion. All you have to do is get out there, stand up for yourself, make a commitment, honor your commitment, and continue to move forward in the positive direction of your goal. Such was the case as I was working on a project in conjunction with the Super Bowl called Points for the Cure Football Edition. You've heard me talk about that before, except they do it every year on the Super Bowl. Whoever's playing in the Super Bowl, I ask everybody to pick a team. In this case, you can pick the Patriots or pick the Falcons. I then ask you to agree to donate 25 cents per point that your team scores. And if your team doesn't score at least 20 points, you donate $5. And you do that at a donation page, http://main.acsevent.org/godo/JDOGG and the number 18. That brings you to the donation page. And if you had the Patriots, they scored 34 points. So you would donate $8.50. And if you had the Falcons, they scored 28 points. You donate $7. It was funny. I was writing on Facebook, and some people didn't realize there's a decimal point between the 8 and the 5, the 850. And they thought I was asking them for $850. And I was like, no, there's a decimal point. It's $8.50. Same thing. Somebody said, you're asking me for $700? Are you crazy? And I'm like, no, I'm asking you for $7. There's a decimal point. And it was the same thing when I wrote 0.25 to indicate 25 cents. You know, it's strange when you have to put in parentheses, it's 25 cents. Somebody thought it was $25 because they saw the dollar sign. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to slow down and read. You have to slow down and look at what you're reading. Being asked of you. It's not that hard of a concept now, is it? And that's one of the things we're having. People are getting so up in arms about things they have no control over, and they're arguing about everything. You know, it was interesting, the feedback about the Lady Gaga halftime show. Personally, I enjoyed it. I'm not a big fan of the music, but I think she put on a great show. And I thought it was good. That's my opinion. Another person may not have liked it, may not have known who Lady Gaga was. An older generation may not have related to her message or her music, and that's fine. But you don't have to go on Facebook and start lambasting the lady and calling her names and calling idiots. If I told you how many times I saw bad language on Facebook during the Super Bowl last night, during the feed, describing teams as words that I don't even want to state here on the radio show because it gets upsetting and a negativity. You know, it's the same thing in life. You have a choice. You can stand up for things. There's a right way and a wrong way. The right way is to be peaceful. The right way is to be a peaceful warrior. The right way is to stand your ground. And when somebody confronts you, stay calm. And if possible, if it's getting too bad, walk away. I cannot tell you how many times I've been out collecting donations for the American Cancer Society, and I've been told, all the money goes to administration. And you sit there and you try to explain to somebody, you know what, in reality, not most of the money, a small percentage of the money goes to administration. And when you look at things in perspective, you'll understand what's happening. When I turn around and say, you know what, 94.3 cents of each dollar that's brought into the American Cancer Society goes to research, education, advocacy, and services. And you continue to question me and I say, yeah, services like Road to Recovery, which in 2013 provided 380,000 rides to and from cancer treatments and medical appointments for cancer patients. Or I can hitch fact about the Hope Lodge. And that's really important because that provides a cancer patient and a caregiver a place to stay at no charge. And in 2013, and the figures will be out for 2014, 2015, and 2016 shortly, $38 million in lodging costs were absorbed by providing a free place to stay for cancer patients and one of their caregivers. So that's pretty amazing facts. And as I said last week, the facts they tell, the stories they sell, but it's being honest with the facts without having to get mad, without having to get out on the street and break some business owner's window, without having to burn your neighborhood down. You know, when I was in college, if you didn't like the speaker that was coming on your campus, you just didn't go. You didn't go burn the admissions building. And you know, everybody, oh, I'm sad, you know, I need to be going away. I need a safe place. I got to put a safety pin on my lapel so I can talk to somebody. No, you should be able to talk to somebody and dialogue and stand up for your beliefs and find common ground. It's about looking at things and saying, you know what? The brotherhood of man transcends the sovereignty of nations. It's about looking at things perspective. So the Falcons lost the Super Bowl. Does it change your life that much? Well, for the guy that bet $1 million and he's out $1 million, for the person that bet $100 and lost $100, yeah. Because that $100 could have gone towards helping your family. I'm not saying that gambling's a bad thing when done in moderation, but how did the Super Bowl really change your life yesterday? When you were at a Super Bowl party, did you meet somebody that you could help or that you could be of service and value to? And I read something quite interesting on Facebook. Gentleman attended a Super Bowl party. He was talking to another gentleman. Turned out they went to high school together. And the one gentleman was homeless. And the other gentleman that was fairly well off, fairly successful in business, had a home with some rooms, offered the gentleman that was homeless a place to stay. That gentleman got up, stormed out of the room, and was offended. And the other gentleman asked, what did I do wrong? And the answer is, you didn't do anything wrong. He just wasn't ready to make himself vulnerable and to face the fact that he has an issue. And you can't help everybody, and you can't force the person to get help. They have to be willing to help themselves. They have to stand up and different stand up. And that's what always going to turn much on what the excellent call to call in. He shares a story about the drug Taxol and how it's difficult to get here in the United States due to something called the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration. And like I tell everybody, the biggest lie the government is ever going to tell you is, hi, I'm with the government, and I'm here to help. You need to help yourself. You need to fight for what you believe in. And the book, The Taxol Thief, is about a couple who risked to get the drug Taxol, which is used to help those diagnosed with breast cancer. It's to... but the FDA in law, it's very book as a bad study, but other natural healer remedies that are available to us that aren't being released, aren't being put into the marketplace. And that brings me to the subject, the FDA, Federal Drug Administration. Oh, we're here to help you out. We're going to make sure we get you safe drugs. Have you seen a TV commercial for one of the drugs? The side effects alone. They don't want to heal you of the problem, they create more problems. So you take the one drug for your hypertension, but it affects your kidney. So they put you on a kidney drug, it affects your heart. Now they have you on a cycle. And every time you're in a cycle, and if you're lucky enough to have insurance, they can bill your insurance company. So it creates this whole circle of influence. Instead of saying, hey, you know what? You have hypertension. There's this natural remedy out there through grapeseed extract that's been very useful. Why don't you use that and see what happens? Or, oh, there's a company called Rejuvenetics. And if you go to rejuvenetics.global.com, they have a product called Artery Health, which helps to support a healthy cardiovascular system. And it's got everything you need, you know, the beet juice, the vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin B1, vitamin B2, you name it. It's got everything that makes your heart increases the effectiveness of your immune system. Or they have a product, which is colostrum, which is mother's milk, mixed together, create zeolites, which are naturally occurring absorbent mineral complexes. It helps detoxify the body of environmental pollutants. Colostrum, which is nature's miracle food, to support optimum daily health. And when you bring it up at the end, it's approved. Big insurance company, again, Josh Williams, and you know, there are opportunities such as the state of the Texel, and with the chronic Texel, this life. If we're supposed to be saving lives in this country, we have to get up there and make a stand and not do it by burning a building or breaking somebody's window or destroying property or calling people names. We have to have an audience, and we have to educate that audience and make sure that they're in tune with what's happening, that they're in tune with what's going on, so that a difference is being made. If you have an opinion on this, you can call us at 323-642-1530. That's 323-642-1530. And the key is, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to stand up and take notice. You know, all of a sudden, oh, we're going to ban the refugees and that, and we're going to blanket statements that it's for your own safety. And then in the next breath, guess what? We're going to lift the ban and people buy guns. Hello? McFly, wake up. Anybody out there? So think about it. Just take a stand, ladies and gentlemen. It's, as I said last week, the crazy mixed up world. We got to stop it. We're driving this bus almost over a cliff, and we can change the driver as many times as we want, but until we stop the bus and put it in reverse, chances are we're going to go over that cliff. And that's what's happening in a lot of people's lives. They're heading for that cliff. They got to change the route. They've got to wake up and say, my life is not where I want it to be, but I can make a change. I can take action. Instead of liking a post about points for the cure, I can go and make that donation and say, you know what? $8.50, $7 isn't going to hurt me too much. I had one woman see the post. She reacted. She donated $35. And I'm grateful for that. But I also understand not everybody can do $35. And I know there's a lot of people listening to the show tonight that even $5 is a lot to ask. But you know what? When you give, you get. And we talked about it a few weeks ago about God liking a cheerful giver. Those are the things that you want to look at. How are you giving? What are you doing to be of service and value? How are you standing up for yourself? How are you making a positive impact in the world? The author of The Tax-All Thief agreed to donate royalties to Relay for Life. And that came about because Audrey Berente and Rich, heard me doing a live Facebook feed video over in front of the subway. And they came over and we got to talking. And the next day, they posted that they were going to donate the royal part of the royalties from the sale of the book on World Cancer Day, which was this past Saturday, February 4th, to Relay for Life. And they've asked me for flyers to hand out at their big event happening here in Fort Lauderdale. It's a conference with all different authors and sci-fi items, and it's going to be great. And you can check my Facebook page out, Jonathan Letterman, or you can go to the group Get Motivated with Jonathan J. Dog Letterman, and there'll be information about their event coming up. It's this coming Saturday, February 11th, and it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a great opportunity for, again, you to stand up, maybe buy the book The Tax All Thief, and see what's happening, see what's going on. And instead of going out and marching and protesting and being angry, take the energy, pull it together, and think about the difference you can make in somebody's life. Think about the difference you can make. Let's say protesting took $2 and put it into a fund in their local community. How they could possibly empower those that are a little less fortunate. Imagine opening up an empowerment center in your local community and teaching people the truth and walking in your truth and showing people that they don't have to struggle. You know, we could go hours on hours and hours, and I have about 8 minutes left talking about with our community, what's wrong with the mindset of our communities. But then in the next breath, we better come up with a solution. We better come up with a way to get people the help that they seek. We better come up with a way to make our community a positive place where people can coexist. And now many people will tell you, well, how can you coexist with somebody who wants to kill you? I don't know if they want to kill me or not. Who am I to judge? Have I gotten to know them? Have I sat them down and gone eyeball to eyeball, face to face, flesh to flesh, and said, together, we're more alike than we are different. Our beliefs may be different. Our methodologies may be different, but we all want the same thing. We want peace. We want love. We want joy. And we want prosperity. That's what most people want in this life. And if it takes standing up for yourself in a peaceful way and bringing people together, then that's what you do. If it takes getting out there and making a video because you never know who's watching, that's what you do. If it takes going on Facebook and promoting your cause because you never know who's going to see what you're doing, you never know what might happen. You never know the positive impact and the ripple effect that your action is going to take. So think about it for a minute. What can you do to make a difference in your life? And in making a difference in your life, how is that going to affect the next person in your community? How is buying that book, The Tax All Thief, from Bold Venture going to help you and in turn help the community? Well, it's going to teach you about a couple that stood up in trials and tribulations that they had to go through to get this life-saving drug that comes from a natural source. It's going to then put some money towards the American Cancer Society Relay for Life and help to fund research, education, advocacy, and services. And it's going to educate you to the point that you can then share it with other people so they're educated. And now you know you can write to the FDA and start asking questions. You can start utilizing the fifth agreement from Don Miguel Ruiz, and that is Be skeptical. Scrutinize everything. Ask questions. That's the key. When you get up in the morning and you feel that you have a purpose, and you say, my purpose today is to show that service to humanity is the best work of life, or my purpose today is to help somebody touched by cancer, or my purpose today is to help the homeless gentleman on the corner if he's ready for help, or to go to the senior center and just talk to the senior citizens, and or my purpose today is just to go out and do random acts of kindness, holding the door for somebody, letting somebody go in front of you at the grocery store, whatever it is, and you start to look at the world in a different way, and you start to become compassionate and caring and empathetic, and you become brave and bold, and you create a ray of hope where you're helping other people to excel, your life all of a sudden improves drastically. It's amazing what you can do when you stand up. Remember, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything. So this week, I suggest turn off the TV, find some books like The Tax Law Thief, and learn and share what you've learned and make your world a better place by continuing to stay positive. If you have a way for anybody to stay positive, or you have a comment on what we are discussing this evening, call us at 323-642-1530. That's 323-642-1530, 323-642-1530. You know, I tell everybody about making, and I practice what I preach. And when you go to the website, http://main.acsevent.org/goto/JDOGG and the number 18, you'll see that I now am at $919 raised towards a total of $2,500. And I'm no different than anyone else that's listening. The only difference is I go out and make the ask. The only difference between me and you listening could be that I put myself out there, that I wear my brand. And we'll talk about that next week as well, wearing your brand out in the community so you can make a difference, about getting yourself out there, keeping yourself motivated, learning never to give up, never, never, never give up, and getting to the point where you take a stand like the people talked about in The Tax Law Thief. When you take a stand the right way, when you move to action, and that action becomes positive, and now you're making a difference in the lives of other people. Now you're showing the world that faith in God gives meaning and purpose to human life. You're showing the world what I talked about earlier, the brotherhood of man transcending the sovereignty of nations. You're showing people that service to humanity is about. And when you do that and you educate people, great, great things will happen to you. I encourage you to go to my blog, www.the-spiritualawakening.com. And for those that don't know, because I had to explain what a hyphen was the other day, it's the little dash. So it's the, and then there's a hyphen, that's dash, spiritualawakening.com. And that's my blog, and I welcome all feedback. I encourage all feedback. If you have any topics you want to see covered, go to my Facebook page, Jonathan Letterman, or go to the Facebook group, Get Motivated with Jonathan J. Dog Letterman, and you'll see what you can do to make a difference. Until next time, this is Jonathan J. Dog Letterman reminding you to have a fantastic week and to stay positive.